All right, and now a special treat. An alumni of UW-Madison and one of the strongest members of the Students for Sensible Policy, Drug Policy Group, the great drug policy group here, Mr. Dan Goldman.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming out today. Who knows what time it is right now? Well, my watch says it's like 4:23, but I run a little fast. I really wanted to just, before we get back to the band and hearing some more music and enjoying the rest of this glorious day, wanted to once again reiterate how thankful we all are for all of you to come out here. It's not enough that we have bands and we have speakers, that we have people to fill out the permits. It takes all of you, every single one of you as individuals, you with your circle of friends, all of you to come out here to celebrate, to honor the Harvest Festival in the Midwest, which is great. We come out here every year, 36 years in a row. This is in fact the, I lost count because I missed two. So I guess this is my fifth Harvest Fest that I've spoken to a group here. And like Gary said, I was a student at the University of Wisconsin. Wow. I did help start the Students for Sensible Drug Policy chapter here. We helped get an organization up off the ground that is now not only nationwide, we span across the country. We're actually going international. I've been spending some time in Canada working with students on different campuses across the country there, and we're going to have international chapters. And so one day, students from not just the United States, but from Canada, but from Europe, but from South America, from Africa, from all of Asia, will come together and demand that not only do their elected representatives locally and federally end the war on drugs, end the war on marijuana, but that they're ambassadors to the United Nations, that they're ambassadors to all sorts of international organizations which have been riding the gravy train of the drug war for far too long, that they all know that prohibition will not work, that anti-prohibition is the only position which will get you votes, and we count on every single one of you, every single one of you sitting here, every single one of your friends that you know who smoke pot, to spread this word, to let everybody know that you will not stop and you will not rest until prohibition is dead. So prohibition is what we bury in this coffin, not medical marijuana bills. So prohibition is what we burn and cremate and spread the ashes all throughout the world, not the ashes of our loved ones who die prematurely because they're not allowed the access to their medicine, which will save and prolong their lives. We must promise each other, as we look around today, one another, that we will work until we are put in a coffin to make sure that prohibition ends. I don't know. I don't know if we'll see that day. I don't know if it even matters that we live to see that day. Because we're standing on the side of justice. We stand here when we preach against prohibition, and we stand on the side of angels, and we shout out the demons who send letters that say things like, other medicines are more acceptable, who kill bills that they know will save lives. We have elected representatives in the State House all over the world, all over this country, who are there to protect the interests of the citizens in their district, in their state, in their country. And what do they do when they oppose medical marijuana? Who are they protecting? What do we hear all the time? Their pocketbooks, to be sure. But what do we hear in the news? You know, we can't legalize medical marijuana. Why? To save the children? Because it sends the wrong message? So Students for Sensible Drug Policy came together around 1999 here on this campus, and we were opposing a law that took away financial aid from students who had drug convictions. And students fought hard since 1999 against a Republican president and a Republican-controlled Congress, built a coalition, worked every day between then and now, and we got, finally, last year, a change in the law. So now, you will not be penalized for a drug conviction that happened 2 years ago if you weren't receiving financial aid. Unfortunately, the law is still on the books in some form. How many of you are currently in school? Clap it up. Props. The first S in SSDP stands for students, represent. And of all those of you who put your hands up, I'm willing to bet a lot of money that a fair percentage of you are on some form of financial aid, filling out those FAFSAs every year. If you get a drug conviction, there goes your aid. And that's wrong. So very, very wrong. I don't know if it's life and death wrong. It's certainly not denying seriously ill people their medicine wrong. But denying somebody access to education, an education that can change their lives. We know the power of education. We know education is the silver bullet. It takes people from one end and brings them to the other. It lifts us all up. It allows us to engage in that fearless sifting and winnowing for which the University of Wisconsin is made so famous. And that alone is how we find the truth that drug prohibition is what hurts the children. Drug prohibition is what sends the wrong message. And that children, speaking on behalf of one of them, or all of them, or some of them, children are capable of understanding a message that marijuana is a medicine that helps seriously ill people. That marijuana is a fantastic recreational drug that people can use without hurting one another. And that no person should go to prison for what they put into their own bodies. So I think we're about ready to get back to the band. Perhaps. I do want to leave you with just this one thought. As we gather every year, and the 36th annual Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Fest turns into the 40th annual Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Fest, turns into the 50th annual Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Fest. I want to see all of you here in 40 years. I want to see you here for the 50th anniversary. I'm going to hopefully come back. I want to make new friends. I want to reconnect with my old friends. I want to honor the sacrifices of the people who have given so much of their time, so much of their energy, and indeed some of their lives for this great cause. And I want to thank you all once again for coming out here. Can I get an amen? Marijuana, amen.
Amen.
Amen.